Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can click the Contact Us link on our website, which is waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, and you can check out the latest How to Do Everything podcast. This week we tell you how to care for the world's grossest plant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, this is Eric Englander from the Upper West Side of Manhattan.
Oh, I've heard of it.
It's a great place.
What do you do there?
I do some real estate consulting, and I'm working on a tech startup at the same time, so kind of busy.
Real estate consulting in New York?
Yes. It's shocking, right?
I'm sure that's like, oh, man, no, you can't afford it. Trust me.
Yeah, pretty much.
There, I just consulted on real estate in New York. Welcome to the show, Eric.
Thank you.
Carl Castle is now going to read for you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a big winner. Ready to play?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's your first limerick.
Though John Carter aimed right for the top, it's a mess you can't clean with a mop. The exec's eyes get runny on how it bleeds money. To date, it's the world's greatest...
flop?
Yes, flop. Very good. It is official. Disney's movie John Carter is now the biggest flop in the history of movies. One of its many problems was the title. Filmmakers did not call the film A Princess of Mars. That was the name of the book it's based on, because that wouldn't appeal to boys. Instead, they called it John Carter because that wouldn't appeal to anyone. John Carter does not sound like a movie at all. It sounds like an old-fashioned euphemism. Oh, I was playing cricket and I took a ball right to my John Carter. Hurt like the Dickens. Here is your next limerick.
Okay.
There's a pair of nice shoes in this box. Not the rubber clogs worn without socks. We've expanded the line of that foot fashion crime and have made some acceptable...
Crocs?
Yes, it was Crocs. Remember a few years ago when you found yourself having to renegotiate your relationships because significant others in your life started wearing horrible, ugly pink foam shoes? And then one day, everybody looked down at their feet and said, "Dear God, what have I done?" Well, the company, the Crocs company, suffered badly from the inevitable backlash against their shoes. And this week, Crocs opened 100 stores worldwide to sell their new shoes that look nothing like Crocs. Their new slogan, "We'll all pretend that never happened."
Years and years ago, I tried wearing Birkenstocks. They were popular in Alaska because everybody takes their shoes off in the house. And I wore them to New York one time on a book tour, and I had this New York guy showing me around my different stops, and I'm wearing my Birkenstocks. And at the end of the day, we're just talking, and I mentioned these Birkenstocks and how comfortable they were, and he says, "Oh," he says, "I thought there was something wrong with your feet." He says, I didn't want to say anything. Those are the ugliest shoes I ever saw. I thought you had like webbed feet or something.
He thought you were deformed.
Right, and
there's no reason you would ever wear those
shoes. I never
shoes.
Wore them again. They never even left New York. And that's my story.
Thank you. And here is your last limerick.
You want a babies no more. That's for keeps. Go snip, snip. Take some rest on your sheets. While it laid up and lame, go watch your college games. I'll throw in an extra large...
No idea.
Well,
great performance. I got it.
It rhymes with keepsa, sheetsa, comes in sizes like extra large.
Pizza?
Pizza, yes! Great news. We would like a nice pizza. A Cape Cod business is offering customers free pizza as part of its March Madness celebration. However, there is a catch. You have to get a vasectomy first. Evan Cohen is the manager of Urology Associates of Cape Cod. He said the pizza giveaway is a, quote, lighthearted way for couples to talk about contraception.
No,
Okay, so here's that lighthearted conversation. The guy says, "Hey, I'm hungry for a pizza." And the girl says, "Hey, so am I. And also, I want you to be sterilized."
Good. Ooh, and oh, God, I'm just thinking, do they use the pizza slicer?
Ah! Yeah. Carl, how did Eric do in our quiz?
Eric was perfecto, Peter.
Hey!
I like that, huh?
Go ahead.
Three correct answers, so Eric, you win our prize. Congratulations.
Well done, Eric. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore.